Meanwhile, Calypso, the heavenly goddess, brought him augers, with which he bored each piece and fitted all, and then with pins and cross-beams fastened the whole together. As when a man, skillful in carpentry, lays out the deck of a broad freight ship, of such a size Odysseus built his broad-beamed raft. He raised a bulwark, set with many ribs, and finished with long timbers on the top. He made a mast and sail yard fitted to it. He made a rudder, too, with which to steer. And then he caulked the raft from end to end with willow withes, to guard against the water, and much material he used. Meanwhile, Calypso, the heavenly goddess, brought him cloth to make a sail, and well did he contrive this too. Braces and halyards and sheet ropes he set up in her, and then with levers heaved her into the sacred sea. The fourth day came, and he had finished all. So on the fifth, divine Calypso sent him from the island, putting upon him fragrant clothes and giving him a bath. A skin the goddess gave him filled with dark wine, a second large one full of water and provisions in a sack. She put upon the raft whatever dainties pleased him and sent along his course a fair and gentle breeze. Joyfully to the breeze, royal Odysseus spread his sail, and with his rudder skillfully he steered from where he sat. No sleep fell on his eyelids as he gazed upon the Pleiads and Boötes, which sets late, and on the bear, which men call wagon, too, which turns around one spot, watching Orion, and alone does not dip in the ocean stream. For Calypso, the heavenly goddess, bade him to cross the sea with a bear upon his left. So 17 days he sailed across the sea. On the 18th there came in sight the dim heights of Phaeacia, where nearest him it lay. It seemed a shield laid on the misty sea. But now the mighty earth-shaker, coming from Ethiopia, spied him afar from the mountains of the Sulami. For Odysseus came in sight as he sailed along the sea. And Poseidon grew more wroth in spirit, and shaking his head he muttered to his heart, so then the gods have changed their plan about Odysseus, while I was with the Ethiopians. And here he is, close to the land of the Phaeacians, where he's destined to escape from the ending of the woe that follows him. Yet still I hope to plunge him into sufficient ill.